History of the Onuefa del Trabuco. The earliest reference found to a place known as Trabuco dates back to the 12th of April 1620, the document in question now residing at the Archidona Municipal Archive. Said document mentions a pasture known as Trabuco which measured over 300 fengas and lay within the municipal boundaries of Archidona. The Onuefa del Trabuco became independent from Archidona on the 10th of May 1808. The village as we know it today appeared a century later, when Carlos III decided to repopulate the Andalusia with foreign colonists. So, Flemish and German Catholics were the first inhabitants of modern Trabuco. The urban layout is typical of the region, with houses whose owners whitewash them frequently in order to keep them in the perfect condition that has seen the village awarded a number of prizes for its beauty. The Onuefa del Trabuco owes its appearance to two different principles: a determination to maintain its original symmetry and a desire to innovate with original designs. In any event, a new wave of construction is creating housing estates in the surrounding areas, bringing a spaciousness that has led residents to describe their village as comfortable, in spite of the fact that behind the square in which the church stands, the streets are advancing towards the mountains themselves. Like most of the villages in the area, its economy is based on agriculture, primarily olive groves, which are cultivated on the small and medium-sized fields distributed throughout the village itself. The river Galadal horse, the most emblematic in the province of Malaga, is said to rise here, though many point instead to Gavajos, which stands some 100 meters inside the boundary of Loja, Granada, as its source.